Don Krychan, we're here at the Ecology Center in Mattawa. Have you been here before?
I've been to this park and I didn't know this existed.
I'm kidding.
Never went down this road. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
It's slick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of our tax money's here.
Yeah, that's good. Doing a good job getting people out in the forest.
It is a place where some people who have never been in the bush first experience the bush. There's a lot of students that come up from down south.
It's perfect for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good entryway into it.
Yeah. And it's in line with what I'm doing. I'm teaching at the McMichael, and we're just trying to get people into the forest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the same with the York Regional School Board and that. We're just, for years now, maybe about 6 years, we've been trying to get just people out there and see the beautiful things that are there to be explored.
It's interesting watching the transformation of somebody whose eyes are opened up from having an experience in the forest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of them just drive by it.
Yeah.
You know, they're afraid. And it's nothing to be afraid of here.
Oh, no. No. Once you understand that you, unless you roll through an anthill.
Sitting on one, yeah.
I did that picking blueberries with my mom there. I remember it was like hot, sweaty, wondering why I'm, you know, what the hell's going on? Jumping up, yeah.
There's the little bitey ones there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They usually get you when you're like in a position where you just really can't do too much about it. Yeah.
Now, you're from this area, but you're down south most
years. Yeah. I went down for school. Went to Ontario College of Art and stayed. And I've been trying to get back, you know, in some way. And now I'm actually just moved back, like this January. I have a house in Sturgeon Falls, and it's awesome. It's and I've got forest around three quarters of the side of my house, and across the street's my cousin. I used to play in that yard when I was a little kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Has it changed at all? Like, are you feeling it?
I haven't been out much. Just I'm trying to finish up everything that I had down south.
Okay, you're still in transition.
I'm working. Yeah, and then plumbing, a little electrical when I can squeeze it in. So it's just been work. So I haven't really been out and met people in the community yet.
Hmm.
People going to mail.
Yeah.
How's it going? Very friendly.
Takes a while.
Yeah. And the water's right there. I'm really close to Minnehaha Bay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like two blocks. It's
a busy area though, eh? No?
No.
No?
No. It's like 5 o'clock. Everyone's going home.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And then in the winter, the snowmobiles and the four-wheelers are a little loud, but that's about it. But it's not crazy busy, no. A lot of people passing through, right? Trans-Canada Highway.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. It's my front door.
Yeah. That was my back door when I grew up in North Bay.
Yeah.
Backyard.
Oh, yeah?
Was the Trans-Canada.
What street were you on?
Gould, right by between O'Brien and Highland.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think of this? With this tour and the conference, is it
good to see people I haven't seen in a while? Like, it's family now.
Yeah.
A lot of them. And to be in your own home turf and stuff like that, you just take the bus as far as you could go and just ding, you know, and get out, and you wouldn't see anyone all weekend.
Yeah.
So I know the area and everything. So, yeah, this is awesome.
Your home. And you're kind of hosting, actually, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did you first get involved with Broken Forest?
2019, November, we went to Poland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where I met all these people pretty much.
Kidding.
Yeah.
How long were you in Poland?
3 weeks, 4 weeks, and we did the exact same thing. The forest is very similar. Mm-hmm. The animals very close also, but just with a little twist.
Right.
You know, like a guy with a curly mustache instead of a straight mustache.
Yeah.
Same thing, and we were walked in the forest. It was amazing.
Were you surprised that it was very similar?
Yeah, I was. I've never been in that area of the world. Been a lot of places south and Australia and that, but not north.
No, I hadn't been there. Now, I know why you were in Australia. You were telling me about that, and it had to do with your knees and whatnot.
Yeah.
Has that influenced your life as far as an artist goes?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, when you think things are bad, it could be a lot worse.
Right.
A lot of guys, my friends are in wheelchairs and that, you know, and they're getting on in years. They're transferring daily, you know, just go to the bathroom just to get out in the wintertime, you know, to do something.
Yep.
And able-bodied people have trouble sometimes getting out, you know, so I learned a lot. We traveled all over. We that's family also. That's in my other family.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we all have those different families of people mm-hmm. we meet through specific adventures, I guess. Are you feel any art coming out of you from this? Like,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, but that's never ending. I worked with an elder, Basil Johnson, and he left a whole bunch of stuff for me. At McMaster, there's a special library, and he's got a little section there. And I was hoping this summer to have the time to go and start reading his notes and everything like that. And I know his daughter told me he left a whole bunch of some of that stuff for me. So I have a lifetime of...
Which one of his daughter? Is that Tippy?
Yeah, Tippy.
I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked with her.
Oh, really?
Indian of Ontario Indians.
Oh, wow.
And I met Basil, and I read some of his books.
Yeah. I worked with him. He taught me a lot.
Yeah.
So, wow. Yeah. So I'm dying to do that.
Yeah.
But there's just everything. I'm just getting a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
It's life.
Yeah. It's a blizzard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tibby was something special. She's a different energy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She has dogs now for sledding.
No way.
Yeah, in the wintertime you can go to Cape Croker, I guess.
Huh. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was nice. She was working for the health program, I think.
Was that Barry? No.
Well, when we were the Union of Ontario Indians.
Oh, here.
In North Bay.
Yeah. I've worked for them.
And I've done a lot of artwork. She worked out of the health department, I think out of Curve Lake with...
Right. Yeah.
With, Phyllis Williams?
Don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyways, just name dropping now.
My sister works at the Union right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Deanne.
Huh. I was there from 93 to 2000, seven years. Token white guy.
Yeah, you got to have.
Yeah, token white guy,
too. I get the other way all the time.
Yeah.
People get grants. You got your status card, right? All right, I'm in.
Yeah. We all have to qualify somehow.
So yeah.
It's craziness. The whole granting system and everything.
I've never worked it until now, actually, the grant system, other than teaching. Because I used to do fly-ins.
Right.
Yeah.
Where did you fly into?
Deer Lake, Poplar Hills. Hmm. That's about it. I did one twice, yeah.
Pretty wild up there, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally different. We used to spend our summers in Tomogamy when I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was isolated back then,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, it has that sort of same vibe.
I never worked in an isolated community, but a lot of talks with people that have and were out of them or going back to them, and it's just a different world when you're in a place where, well...
Cost $80 for a watermelon.
Yeah, there's a whole different rules for life there.
Oh, yeah.
When you're isolated like that.
Yeah. The schools were amazing. No, they have, they just don't have enough people to go up there.
Yeah.
They'll have someone will fly in and bring like a whole thing of guitars.
Yeah.
And they'll do his lesson and that, and then he'll fly back, and then the guitars just sit there in a big stack.
Mm.
That's it. That was that. I seen it with that.
Why and not?
Small engine repair.
Yeah.
They had a guy come in. They gave him toolkits and everything like that. They left. They left the toolkits. They're just sitting there. Like, they didn't even take the toolkits. I would have taken that right away.
It was extra weight. They didn't pay for them, right?
Yeah.
And there's
different world.
Different like, world.
Yeah,
different
everything.
World. And it's sad because part of the problem is that there's a lack of continuity. Like, having that same guy there teach years to get to know the students.
That's right, yeah.
And the same sort of the privilege we have being in a larger communities is that is time to get to know people,
mm-hmm.
to get over the things that turn us off from each other, to learn about each other, and then you can progress. But when it's one-offs, you're in, you're out, there's
in,
no
you're
trust.
Out. A lot of waste, knowledge. You know, there'd be someone that would fly in, measure something, stay in the motel, which is pretty rough, just fly back the next day, just be complaining the whole time when he could have just made a phone call. Could you just measure that?
Yeah.
No, as simple as that.
And then there's the corruption.
I don't want to say any names about stores, but there's one store, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they take advantage of it.
And they were trying to burn it down. They were cutting little holes in it, trying to start a little fire to burn the which would be ridiculous because they're the ones that are going to be hurting.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The anger, frustration is directed at
kids.
The wrong situation,
yeah.
Right? There's no, and often because of the way the communities are, from what I'm told, it's like that outlet and the guidance to put that energy into, you know, a positive thing, isn't there? Right?
So yeah.
It's destroyed.
There was one community where there were two churches and half the town hated each other, didn't. Like, it's just, what? And then they didn't like what I was bringing about with the clans and stuff like that.
So yeah,
just
traditionalism.
Going the low on that one. Yeah. Well, he was the minister was the principal of the school.
Yeah, that's a good combination, eh? Yeah, separation, church, state, and education.
And the police would show up once a month. Right?
Yeah.
Just for a couple days.
Yeah, just take out the worst. Or just
just like, how bad is it? Let's deal with that. But
talk to a couple cops that came out of communities, and they get frustrated too.
Cause I know.
They're allowed to do what they know would be good.
They should be there, same with the time thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, maybe just more cops and stay in a little grouped area, you know?
Sure. Or they.
Because there's certain towns where, or little villages that have a lot of the relations. They're all connected. There was one time I was flying out, and there wasn't enough. The weight was too much on the plane. So people went, oh, I got like guys in here. I'll just stay here. I'll stay because it was really storming out really badly.
Yeah.
And the guy went to go out to de-ice the plane. It's like wind's blowing. You could hardly see him getting to the plane, and he gets a ball of Windex out and starts squirting on the wing, and it blows out of his hand, and he just goes, and he goes back. Yeah, you're good to go.
That's scary.
Get on the plane. And they were going, we got to go now. It was getting really bad, but we got up.
That is scary.
Yeah. When they're flying in, too, it's like, oh, yeah, there it is over there. And it's just like a car.
I've flown out of snowstorms. I was up in Cap for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. You mentioned the interconnectedness, and this is what this is all about. And this is what they're talking. Is the exploration of how connected we really are. Broken Forest is an interesting name for that.
Yeah, they were talking about, actually, too, last night. Someone brought it up about language and... a lot of these people, I don't speak the language, but we still manage to communicate because we're on the same level. Like, we'll look at something and go, hey, look, whoa, you know, like, we don't need to, because we've all been doing the same thing, you know, in observing and just what artists do. So there is that connection with us.
Yeah, it's less linear, right? Like, if you weren't an artist, I guess.
Yeah,
you would,
it's like
want
they get it right away.
Description of what someone's thinking and saying, and... here you wouldn't really need that. Yeah.
No, there's a connection right away, like boom.
Yeah.
You know, the Broken Forest is just, I've been working on that, just trying to get people into the forest. I try to think of it in a positive way. Once they see something that and it's so beautiful, you know, and how it changes through the seasons, you know, and everything that I teach about patterns in nature and how parts of our body inside are almost like the same as all these plants and everything, you know, just to see the importance of plants. Without plants, we're just a rock, really. And and the next generation, we've left them a real mess. So I teach the younger kids to just try and get out there, not be afraid, and have them just do walkabouts. And
exposure is the first cure.
Yeah. I try to show them what I saw as a child, because we were always outside, and the exploration and the wonder of the, just absolutely amazing. I could go like 10 feet in and just stay there all day if you really want
to
look at it. No. So I'm trying to get them excited on that, and it's working, I think. I've been doing that since 2011 with the McMichael. Yeah, so it's for Leaders of Tomorrow, the program. And I'm hoping here, I've got a whole bunch of different supplies that they have in surplus at the McMichael.
Okay.
So I put them in a bag, and I'm hoping here, I'm going to do a little rain dance later and hope it rains. So everyone's stuck in that one room, and I throw it in front of them like that Apollo 13 movie where, right, we've got this.
We gotta fix it.
Yeah, we got to fix it. And I need a curriculum in 2 weeks. But if I can film them international artists trying to figure something out, you know, and that, there might be just one little gem in there. That's all you need, you know, that'll plant a seed in me. And then, who knows what'll come of it.
Plant a seed in them.
Yep. Well, that was the previous program with the McMichael too. It was, can't remember what it was, but it was always about planting seeds.
Yeah.
And I've just finished pollinator series in New York region. There's 9 of these big giant, looks like big magnifying glasses with my artwork on the front.
Okay.
Yeah, so all over King City, Markham, Vaughan, New Market, where I lived for quite a while.
So you're a bush ambassador.
Yes, yes, welcome. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We need that.
Yeah.
Well, the world needs that.
For sure. And instead of driving by, you know, maybe stop sometime, take a walk. It's medicine.
Yeah.
And my paintings are medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people can benefit from realizing that everything around them that they connect to is medicine of some sort.
Yeah.
It really is. Not to be afraid of it. Right?
No. And really look, like, that's what art's the best. You really take a real close look at things, you know? Mm-hmm. Try to understand it a little more, you know?
And do you, is there a particular type of art expression that you prefer?
Yeah, I paint woodland style.
Yeah.
And it's evolving. I never really have a plan. I just sort of just go. Mm-hmm. And I've always done that. It gets me in trouble, but sometimes some really good things. So I've been coming up with some exciting to me, whole new stuff that, yeah, I want to keep going. Patterns in nature, bringing that in. Because the inspiration for everything is Mother Nature. So those patterns, the colors, color theory I use from my OCA days, I finally get to use it.
Right.
And commercially, I couldn't because you'd have an art director going, hey, whoa, settle down on that, baby.
Rules,
yeah. Oh, lots. Yeah. But I learned a lot. You know, 100 art directors would get a little bit from each one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's helped me out with a lot. Things come a lot easier. I just trust myself because I've been doing this for a long time.
Well, rules are okay because they're based on market. And the people that have been through it and are only focused on market, they need rules because they know what the majority market that they're trying to serve will react, right?
Yeah.
But art's different, really, you know, when you're being creative, because it brings people in that are outside that majority. Like, if you really break up the markets, there's people that will buy hotel art on their wall, right? And you really can't stop that. They'll want the certain colors.
But they like it.
Yeah. But they like that.
It's beautiful.
It's safe.
Yeah.
But the people that buy less commercial art are looking for a different feeling. And I think a lot of artists seem to, you know, they're more comfortable with serving that customer, that person, and serving that market. Are you the same? Or
I think it's now that I'm doing just fine art that it's layered, like layered,
right?
Where you're maybe talking one or two layers, and I'm thinking more like 30, 40 layers, you know? There's a lot of different ways of looking at it. Yeah. And a lot of, in my artwork, is images inside of images. Right. Or if you stand back, you'll see something else.
Mm. Yeah.
Because when I was being told stories, like from Basil and that, I'd be driving home from Cape Croker, and I mean, what the hell do you mean by that? No, I could have meant that. Oh, you bastard.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I didn't mean that, Basil. Yeah, but he just always, like, make me think so many times, and then he tells a story, and it's like, there's just so much, just like, there's,
riddles.
Yeah, well, there's a book, Le Petit Prince, and we study it, you can study it in, like, grade 3, read it, like, it's a kid's book, but I think it's actually a university course. So there's different layers, you know.
Well, there's different layers to
where everything's connected. Yes. Also, yeah. He was a very smart man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He made up animals. Did you know that at first? He was selling like taxidermy of those creatures that he used to draw first.
No, I didn't know that.
By mail, he was making a whole bunch of money. And he said, "Oh, I'm gonna make some books."
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You can buy them on eBay. They're pretty expensive.
I bet. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you hoping comes in the next couple of days? Do you have any expectations?
Just being with these people is amazing, you know. We sit around and fire at night and anything could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it could happen for sure. What do you think of the Starlink UFO?
Yeah, it put the hairs on my back up. Yeah. Which direction do you run?
Yeah.
If it's an alien or whatever, yeah. But whatever. Yeah, I had a feeling it was man-made something.
Yeah, well, yeah. It looked it, but it's still man-made or not.
Yeah, there's gonna be Coca-Cola signs going up there in the future.
Well,
you know it.
Gonna buy a billboard on that.
Yeah,
I could see the individual light bulbs.
I was seeing Jody Loves Chachi, like just right going right across sky last night.
Oh my God!
Yeah, no. Is there gonna be crisscrossing? You know, and then Pepsi's gonna get a bigger one, lower one, so it covers up the Coke one.
Though,
yeah,
right?
I know.
We're gonna have multiple layers above us moving.
And we're gonna
have to try.
So you look at the stars. Ah, geez, no, get out of the way. You know, like you won't
You're
be able
have
to see
to go to the moon to take a picture of the stars.
There you go. Wow. Yeah. Until the moon's one big billboard.
Bunka 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 bunka. Yeah. You look up and there's somebody has a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I know.
For real.
Oh, it changes.
You shouldn't say that.
No, yeah.
Trademark that.
Yeah.
We're going to have a projection onto the moon. Imagine that.
Wow.
Put up my shadfly up there.
There you go. You did that. That's awesome.
That's cool, eh?
I drew a whole bunch when I was living here when I was a kid.
I drew one when I was a kid on Manitoulin Island. On.
You're drawing and then one lands on your page.
Yeah,
model.
I sketched with pencil. I was in grade 7, 8.
Mm.
And it was a close-up of a shadfly, and it stayed with me ever since.
Mm.
And chance to get a logo made for my own business, I said, oh,
I found that if you just close the book really quick, then you can just trace it.
There you go.
Always figuring out new things. And now with new modern things, too, it's I've got big tablets and stuff, and that's what I did commercially. Worked with Photoshop and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go in the grocery store, and that was my gallery. It's like Kraft peanut butter. Hey, I did that or whatever. Look at the back. Seeing that peanut, that as peanutty as a peanut couldn't look.
No kidding.
Yeah. Spaghetti sauces, everything.
Huh.
I sculpted big architectural ornaments for Casino Las. What's the other one? New York, New York, where you cash in the big giant capitals. If you look up, I sculpted those.
No kidding.
Yeah, I just do. Oh, in Toronto, just jump from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
Because I studied all those things. When I thought I'd come back to North Bay, I'd have to know everything. And I did. And all the teachers were going, no, you should focus, man. I was like, I'm not sticking around here. I was going to go back.
Mm-hmm.
But I got stuck there.
Same in Minecraft. They wanted me to specialize in either photography or writing. And I refused.
Yeah, me too.
Why?
I
could do it all, man.
Yeah.
Everybody who hired me was because I could do it all. None of the guys that specialize are still working that I went to school with. None of them. They got either sick of it because they only did one thing.
Yeah.
And they became part of the cog in the factory. Or that job got taken by somebody that could do it all.
Right.
Yeah. Every newsroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Three-way.
Because they want someone. Yeah. We don't want to pay for two guys.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, I just end up going from one job to the next. I do... I was working for Faux Finishes, do murals, like old French and all that sort of stuff, painting furniture, all this weird stuff in London, Ontario for rich people in just north of Yonge Street, Yonge and Bloor there, super rich area. And there were guys putting up crown molding there.
I lived in North York.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Yeah.
So, 84.
I was in Toronto then, yeah. Still, 85,
yeah,
graduated.
85. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, but you went into another tradesman. He goes, can you sculpt this? Yeah. And I end up working with those guys for 2-3 years or something like that.
Oh,
you know?
Cool.
I just jump around.
Variety, eh?
I get bored, maybe.
Can you think of a question that we can ask? Talk about, is there a topic that you think might fit?
I'd really like to... Can you toss in a bit of your spirituality, like how it affects your work?
Okay, hold on. I have to start.
Yeah, wait. I got to think about that one. That's heavy duty.
You got to ask the question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get that on, right?
You ready? Yeah.
Spirituality, wow.
Let me set it up for her.
Yeah.
She hasn't had it. So a big part of the art for a lot of the people here is spirituality and their connection. How does your spirituality impact your art?
Well, as we were speaking before about animism, and I truly believe there's energy in all things. So you can say that's animated or not. And I paint in that way. All my paintings, you won't see any of these animals standing on a hill or anything, because it's just they're. I forget the English word, say ephemeral or ephemeral or
yeah.
And I believe even color has spirit. So right now I've been working with color like so intensely, right down to, you know, very fine like ways of differentiating. And I'm finding it's more like hot and cold water now. Like I can just, boom, things are happening, because I've been painting a long time. So, since I was a little kid. So I'm just trusting myself, and I'm coming out with great results. So in a spiritual way, I'm sure my spirit's having a great time, and I've never felt more fulfilled in my whole life than now. I've been very fortunate, kind of.
So this positive energy feeds your spirit, that produces something for you as a.
Yeah, and it drives you too as an artist. You know, it's not easy every day to just, you know, get going and finding things. But if I ever do get stuck, I just take a walk. Just like that, but I never really get stuck. No, no. But I still take the walks. Yeah.
Do you cycle into lows and highs, or are you more of a steady person?
No, I've had a rough life. A lot of personal things happened in the last few years that life changing also. And if it wasn't for this, you know, I would have been stuck down there in the depression and stuff. But no, it's been great.
Yeah.
Never more exciting time for me. Everything's coming together. All these weird things that I've done. Make It Weird, YTV. I did that for like about 6 years. Hmm. I can go on. I've just been doing so many different things. Animated Care Bear movie.
No way.
Yeah. Worked on that for about a year.
What a variety.
Yeah. See, I have friends in animation.
Yeah.
Good buddies. And you go, hey, hire this guy. He can draw. So you're drawing every day. Met Mr. T, because he had an animated Saturday, whatever. He came to the thing. How's it going, Zucker? Yeah, so I've had a pretty crazy ride.
Stuck in a low. Here's a trick. You can just become a poet.
No.
See, that's, they're suicidal.
Oh, there we go. Words, though. I've always had problems with words. I went to French school, so...
Oh.
And we only spoke English at home. So all I remember is like flinching when the nuns walked by. And I didn't speak French till for a little while. Then I just decided not to say anything. So I went all the way to grade 13 and made it through. Whew. We had these Cap Pro, which pro French cards. If you're caught speaking English in the hallways or whatever, you get a stamp. If you got so many stamps, you had to go to the principal and explain why they should keep you in the French high school.
Hmm.
Yeah. So as a, 16, 17 year old, you rebel that. So we were a whole group of us, language rebellers. And then when I got out of there, so I took more English class. In grade 13, I took two English and said, screw the French. So I was just so fed up with it. So words with I have difficulty expressing myself. Maybe that's why I'm an artist also. I always have been the quiet guy. Not anymore though, right?
It's hard to tell.
Sometimes I just get excited. I've just been so excited on this trip, I never talk so much. And I've been, as an artist, you work by yourself all the time.
Right.
You're always cooped up. So any chance to come out, I'm like, squirrel.
Yeah.
Too many squirrels.
Yeah, a lot of stimulation here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Is there a message you have for somebody seeing this as far as art and how it is pervasive and it needs to be just like the forest?
It's a release too, just to create something. We are creators, and it's innate. It's in our the way we're made. We have to create things as a job. You want to make a little fort, mine, we're talking about all these things that you want to make. So if you're feeling down or whatever, just get out there and just make something or observe and look at how intricate everything is and how it's all connected. Everything's, yeah, it's a beautiful place.